Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, we had quite a week. But before I get into that, I want to talk about Benton Harbor Chief of Police. His name is Dan McGinnis. And when I use that word McGinnis, I'm using that term very loosely with him because he is something to behold. He's the chief of police here in the city of Benton Harbor, who basically stealing money from the community. Not only was he a bad cop, he's also a bad chief of police. But this is what Benton Harbor like. Anybody that's bad, they're put in an authoritative position. That's what they do. If you're bad, come to Benton Harbor. You can easily get a position here. This is what this community loves. They love evil and wickedness. This is what they represent. It's unfortunate that I have to say this, but it's the truth. This is what they like. They got a guy who's the chief of police who they know is doing a horrible job, yet and still they're paying him top dollar to be the head cop. Unbelievable. But he's doing what they want him to do, the power structure, Whirlpool Corporation. He's doing exactly what they want him to do. He's a horrible, horrible chief. He's a horrible person. That's even worse. But yet they still pay him top dollar. Can't solve no crimes. A worthless piece of nothing. And they had to bring in the state police to do his job that he's paying for. They want to bring someone in to beat up on the people. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Who would believe this? Tell you this. We are on the ball. We're in a fighting mood down here in the city of Benton Harbor. We have been fighting, trying to get this water resolved. We have a major crisis. We had a lady who had 889 parts per billion. It should be zero lead in your water, but she had 889. I just got off the phone with her, trying to tell her what to do. They got a little two-month old baby in the house. And I told her, do not give that baby any of that drinking water. I'm going to bring them water tomorrow. Unfortunately, she also has COVID. And I tell you, we're in a crisis here in the city of Benton Harbor. And some of this is self-inflicted. We keep letting the same people do the same thing over and over and over again. One guy had 469 parts per billion of lead in his water. He said he gave it to his dog, and his dog died. He had a Great Dane. He said something about turning the stomach. That's murder. He said even his fish died in the fish tank before he brought them in. He put them in the fish tank. Less than 24 hours, they was dead. And nobody said a mumbling thing. Unbelievable. Who would believe it? We're in a fight for our life in this world. But don't forget, some of this stuff is self-inflicted. I mean, usually it ain't white folks that destroying the water here. It's black folks. And then trying to deny that the water is better. I was just reading an article the other day, something they sent out, saying that the water is not bad. The water is bad. It's bad. It's enough to kill you. You people out there. And black folks are saying this, not white folks. It's black folks saying that the water is not bad. It's bad. See, black folks believe white folks. It's unfortunate. But that's just the way it is. But listen, let me bring in my good friend, Dr. Tans from beautiful, beautiful Benton Harbor, the city of no return. Dr. Tans, are you there? Talk to
me. Yes, Alamo Reverend Pinckney. Just want to be brief. People need to know that, you know, you've been doing this for a while. I can document in 2000 that you were fighting criminal justice, and, you know, you were a major role in 2003 during the uprising against injustice when that officer broke up a candlelight vigil and then wind up trying to dismantle, kick the teddy bears and stuff like that, and set off the uprising. So that was a police-induced uprising, and someone wanted to call it a riot. But that was due to the injustice by the so-called justice officers. And then from there you fought to make sure that the Benton Harbor would have political justice. And because of that, you quoted the Bible and refused of Deuteronomy, saying, "But even when evil people do things, this is the curse is upon you." And because of the poor criminal justice system, you wind up going to prison for quoting the Bible. But the higher court ruled out. The lower courts can always do wickedness, but the higher courts have to, you know, you go by the law and threw it out. And then you came back and did your political justice again, to make sure that there was going to be correct political representation, and they sent you up not based on the evidence, because there was no evidence, but on an opinion of an all-white jury. And then, again, you spent almost 18 months, almost 2 years for that. But this time, the court now, the higher court was on your side and to punish the Barron County. But because you stood by the Bible, because you stood by the people, God has now blessed you with 275 pipestone and God's household of faith. And then he called you to another environmental justice calling now. You were doing criminal justice, and now you're doing environmental justice, dealing with the lead and dealing with the water. And so you're being blessed from doing that work, and that's what people need to see, that you helped bring to light when city officials knew. For 2 years, 2017 and 18, they met with the DEQ, and the DEQ told them that there was poisoning going on of the babies, of the children, of the pregnant mothers. And they did nothing. They hid it. Those city officials hid it, and they didn't make it known, and you didn't make it, and you got wind of it when the state government was going to go after the city officials. Then the city commissioners became aware. And then the city commissioners, like most black politicians, are uneducated, especially in correct history or knowing anything about Dr. Claude Anderson, that they foolishly agreed to allow 20 years of poisoning of the residents before there be remediation of the lead poisoning of the system. And then what you did by your calling, you went and put together a Benton Harbor Community Water Council, and you put down community people. But what you did was also pull the team together, and that's why I'm on the line, because you pulled the public health director for the city, but he's also an internal medicine pediatric professor. And then you pulled Dr. Nita Moncrief for Detroit, who's a disaster preparedness specialist with a master's of public health from Harvard. You pulled the czar over the whole lead program for Wayne County, Detroit, and also was the czar for the H1N1 with when they were doing it, Homeland Security, he was over that. Dr. Walter Davis, also NPH. And then for the damage that could be done by lead in terms of behavioral mental health, you brought in Dr. Curtis Longs, who's over the Wayne County mental health and court system the juvenile retention center down in Detroit. So you pulled the team together, and then you pulled that team and leveraging got to meet with the EPA, where you did an outstanding lecture on the effects of lead poisoning, and that we showed that even the EPA themselves look for a four-year remediation of any lead poisoning or fixing lead piping. But Benton Harbor had a 20-year plan, and we had two commissioners on there who felt embarrassed and taken because they, like most blacks, you said it earlier, are going to follow what whites said. And so because it was white, it was right, and they were going to allow their peoples to be injured for 20 years. And now, through your efforts of helping the city, and you made sure you collected the water supplies and found the lead problems and went and now work with others to bring water to protect the people from further water poisoning, that the governor saw your efforts and said, even though the Benton Harbor Mayor Pro Tem, and city commissioners were very, very young in terms of politics and had been affected by post-traumatic slave disorder and the bad examples that they had seen previously in the government from city managers, from former mayors, from former mayor pro tems and other commissioners, that they did not have the wherewithal to follow you in terms of trying to get immediate remediation, that she is now going to fund to get the lead piping in Benton Harbor, a 4-mile by 4-mile city, done within, you know, a 4-year time span. And that was all directly, you know, through your efforts by pulling together the Benton Harbor Community Water Council, working with Danco, and you know, working with the Public Health Department, the Benton Harbor Health Center, and many, many organizations to rectify this. And people don't know your challenges is that you actually were protecting the people by allowing them to get the water pitchers, the water filters, and you also, with the team, was actually doing the education, and you were even going to the homes and into the apartment complexes and help install them and show them how to install them, and then you would follow up and make sure that the filters were changed. And because of human beings' jealousy and envy, that the Benton Harbor Community Water Council got the credit, that people did not know that those filters came because the city of Benton Harbor didn't have its own health department, even though it has the Benton Harbor Health Center, which is the de facto health department, that the county shut down access to the supplies of the water filters and the water pitchers, punishing the people of Benton Harbor, limiting their access, making it where they have to travel out to the township to get water filters for their city. When, you know, the move now is to try to work with the Community Economic Development and the Mayor Pro Tem and for the city of Benton Harbor to go ahead and classify the Benton Harbor Community Health Center, Benton Harbor Health Center, as a de facto health department, so that the state could send the water pitchers, water filters back to the city directly, and then your team can go out and distribute those filters again, update the filters that have been on those sinks for too long and expired, and then continue the education program of the lead. And then that also we can then lobby to get those lead testing kits so we can do a massive lead testing to see who's actually having these high, being exposed to high levels by those tech kits coming directly from the state to the city and not being held in storage or in warehouse like what the water filters are and the water pitchers are, you know, at the county, so we can have it come direct. And then the thing that was really important that was pointed out, that your work, what you was asking for more testing, was because you're going to see, like in Flint, you're going to see the high blood levels in the lead. But over time, it's going to go into organs, into the bones, and be absorbed. And so inside the blood, the level may be less than the number 5 or danger zone, or down to 1 and 2. But the lead now is in there doing its damage, its insidious damage during that time. And so we have to look at that, and that we need to really see what the damage is. And then people also overlook that, yes, children get it, and we know the lead is going to be showed up as ADD and other problems, mental problems and educational lead. But adults are also affected too. Adults are having high blood pressure. They're having abdominal pain, mental confusion, headaches. So, you know, those are also can be related to the lead poisoning. So I think that effort that you've done and being consistent,
And Dr. Tan, how do, like we all understand how the health department, they're giving them these water filters and stuff like
the
that, and they know they don't do the job. But tomorrow, I hope that when I talk to the lieutenant governor, that he will start supplying water filters to your office, and from your office, what we can do then is start distributing them, just like you said, in the community. What I like to do is with my team is to go door to door, make sure everybody mm-hmm. has a water filter, make sure that if they need a replacement, to replace it, and make sure that we have clean water. Also, I want this governor to start to say that this is Benton Harbor is a state of emergency, and we need help now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I definitely got you on my agenda when I talk. I'm going to make sure that I have that information available. But, look, you got about 4 minutes. Tell me what you want people to know.
Okay. Well, first, I wanted them to know that your efforts have been consistent. You're not a new person on the block. You have a track record, and they need to use you as a standard when they look at politicians and others. What have they done for the community? What have they done to help black people, African-American people, not themselves, to help others? And then also those who are people of faith have to look at how God has blessed you, because you went to the prison den, you went to the lion's den for your faith, and look to see what clergy was there with you. And really the answer is none. And so they need to know that you're doing this because this is a calling and that God has made you, and that's why he's blessed you. When it comes to the lead, we have to understand that anytime you look for lead, you're always going to see a school system has a special lead program. When you go to a black community, the poor community, you're going to see a special lead program in all school systems. And what they're going to do is drop the first letters of the special lead, and you're going to see special ed. So special ed represents your lead problem. So anytime you have a special ed program, you have a special ed problem in that city or in that community. And what we need to do is go out and put pressure to make sure that no lead level is acceptable, as you said, and that we have a timeline for when it's a small city, 4 mile by 4 mile, you know, you should almost knock that out in a year or whatever. But what we exposed was that Adamarsh had been practicing systemic racism and not using any African-American vendors until this has now been exposed because of the lead problem. They had their first meeting to find out who the African-American vendors are for the city of Benton Harbor. And we have to start exposing systemic racism like we exposed the police injustice. And it shouldn't have just took a 9-minute murder of a gentleman to make everybody aware. The other murders were also, Trayvon Martin's murder was just as bad. And Sandra Bland's murder was just as bad. Breonna Taylor murder was just as bad, and many, many more, not just the George Floyd, and there's been continuation for that. So water poisoning is the same as being slowly suffocated with a neck on your neck. So we have to address this issue, protect the children, protect the babies, protect the pregnant mothers, and we have to get those filters directly to the city and bypass the health department, because we had to do that with H1N1. The city of Benton Harbor was overlooked by Barron County, and because of the law, I was able to be the health chief, the medical director, de facto during the pandemic, and we got everybody treated, everybody immunized for H1N1. In spite of the health department, we got it directly by working with Dr. Walter Davis. We got those supplies to come directly to us, and we need to make sure we can have these water supplies and let, you know, when I mean water supplies, I mean the lead pitchers, the lead filters, and with education, as well as lead testing kits to come directly to the city and not be held up. If they're really serious, we don't want pitchers and niceties. We want some real substance. We want the testing kits. We want the pitchers. We want the water filters so that the Benton Harbor Community Water Council can do its thing. Thank you.
Okay.
Honorable Reverend
Absolutely, absolutely, Dr. Ty. Hey, man, really, really appreciate you. And that Guardian newspaper guy, he was excited too. WUAN, DU, they all of them, all these people, the Associated Press, all of them came out on Friday, and it was just huge, you know, just watching them. The Detroit News, they did an article. The Free Press did one. The Chicago Times, New York Times, all these people did on this on our press conference that we had. We had almost every news area covered in that, and everybody appeared to have wrote a story. We got people monitoring that right now. I got folks all over that actually doing the work, and hey, this is going to be tremendous, and we gonna make it happen. We gonna get them water filters, and we gonna have them placed in your location, and then we gonna make sure that everybody in the city of Benton Harbor have clean water, cause we also gonna make sure that they bring in water. So that's gonna be cool. But listen, I gotta let you go.
I gotta say this one thing.
Let
me say this one thing, and we gotta maintain and be bold about calling out systemic racism. This is systemic racism against this African American community, poor community, and when the lieutenant governor. So this is, and the governor has already made a stance against systemic racism. The CDC has said it's a public health threat, and we also knew it was a public health crisis, and it causes injuries and death. So let's hold them to the thing that, look, this is not allowing the city to have its own is continuation of traditional systemic racism. Thank you.
Absolutely. And you know, here's what's important. I think now since we got all this news, white news media that's following this situation, is, you know, like I said, at that press conference on Thursday, every major newspaper was involved. And which was so huge, and that's why they was at my place on Friday, the Associated Press. When you know them to just come out into a black community, you know, when that never happens. The Guardian is bigger than life. They huge, and they came there, and I took them around so they can talk to everybody. They spoke with you. They spoke with everybody. All while we was giving out water, they was there. So this is almost why the lieutenant governor has to be here tomorrow, and he has to come and face me, and I'm going to give it to him. I'm not going to hold him up. So, hey, on that note, I got to let you go, my brother.
All right, peace. God bless.
All right, now. All right, big God. Talk to you soon. Now I got to bring in the one and only. If she's not at the grocery store, I got to bring her in from Louisiana herself, the one and only Belinda Parker Brown. And if you ask me again, I knock you down. Belinda Parker Brown, talk to me.
Hey, Pastor Pinckney, you better believe it. You better believe I'm not at the store, not today. Yes, indeed. I got to be on here with you. I have to be on the Blog Talk Pinckney to Pinckney show today. I'm really enjoying my brother, Dr. Times. I like the way he laid it out, Pastor Pinckney, that, you know, I was just having a conversation with my chief of operation and my team about how it is when God have anointed a person, you know, to be the forerunner, to be the captain of the ship, and that anointing is on that person to make things happen, to move and shake things, to put pressure on the establishment that have, you know, created tyranny and torture against the people. You know, that person have to be called by God, and that person is you, Pastor Pinckney. And, you know, I appreciate, you know, how Dr. Time is laying it out. And, you know, one of the questions that came to us is that why is it that the people that are being so oppressed so bad that they can't recognize that God have placed his anointing on you to help them? You know, it's like you got to fight the people that you're trying to help. What is that?
Well, a lot of times,
you know,
remember, you can't, you look, some people don't want to be helped. And see, and you as a leader, you have to accept that. You know, sometimes people just don't want to be helped. You know, I'm all right being poor. I'm all right. My grandson is in prison. He's in prison. It's not me. The water that I'm drinking is killing me or killing him. It ain't killing me. You know, so I'm all
right. Right, it's killing everybody. Right, go ahead. I hear you, Pastor Pinckney.
Yeah, but they don't know that. Sometimes you really can't help people. I remember the movie The Magnificent Seven, and
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a real, real old movie. And these
mm-hmm.
seven men came to help this village, this Mexican village, and to help them. And they said it right on that movie. You can't help people who won't help themselves. So we riding out of here. And then they got halfway out of town, and they turn around and we I just can't do it. You know, I still got to help these old fuckers, you know, whatever he called them. I can't remember exactly what he said, but that was one of the highlights of the whole movie. He said you just can't help people who don't want to be helped. And this is, I think, that's the category that we falls in. You know, black people. They, you know, they rather believe something that that one of them white devils say, than actually to believe the truth, and that they
have. Right, and it don't necessarily have to be like you say. You even have black people that's oppressing their own people now, you know, because they can they got their own self-serving agenda, like that mayor that you got there in Benton Harbor, you know, Marcus Muhammad, you know, you know, but Pastor Pinckney, I know that you is cut from a different cloth. You on a whole nother different kind of frequency, you know, because, you know, I was trained by you, and I'm telling you that to me, that is an honor to be trained by the best. You know, and then, you know, my grandmother instilled her morals and her values and, you know, just, you know, faith, you know, faith in God, you know, with me, because I was raised by my grandmother and not my mother. You know, that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
No.
Because, you know, my grandmother just, you know, she just was a very, very wise woman. And, you know, and I was taught by her, if you see something wrong, say something. And that's you, Pastor Pinckney. Like you say, you're not going to hold back. When you meet with that lieutenant governor on tomorrow, you're going to be a straight shooter. You're going to tell him you know, my grandmother used to say, she said, I want to hear the nothing but the truth, the whole truth, and the cold, hard truth. You know, give it to me straight. Don't beat around the bush, and I know that's what you're going to do, Pastor Pinckney, you know, and I'm looking forward to, you know, the outcome of that, because sometimes people got to just hear the hard, cold truth in order for to shake them and make them realize that you're not going
mm-hmm.
away. You're going to fight for the people.
Absolutely, and you know, what's so amazing about this, you know, that, you know, somebody got to do it. And that, you know, a lot of times, Belinda, we walk around here with self-inflicted wounds because we're so scared and so intimidated. Oh, they gonna come after me. They gonna come after you anyway.
Amen. You got that right. But what you need to know, if they're coming after you, then you need to be coming after them. You know,
right.
You know, Pastor Pinckney, and that's what it is. You know, you got to set up your surveillance. You know, you got to stack up whatever you need to stack up. If it's ammunition, or if it's a force of to be reckoned with. You know, you got to be prepared, and you. And if you're scared and think they're not coming after you, you better go ask somebody. That's what you better do. Because and then you also better get with Reverend Pinckney. That's all I got to say. Somebody that's gonna fight for you, you know.
Hey, Belinda, I ain't got but one thing to say. It's going down. That's right.
It's going down.
You know,
that's right. Don't tell me to stand down because it's going down.
It's going down. And the good news is I'm not taking any prisoners.
That's right, Pastor Pinkney. You know, that's what I love about you. When you taught me that we can't take no prisoners because we're not gonna carry them and we're not gonna, you know, tend to their wounds. We're not gonna hold a hand and cry with them. Oh, look what they doing to me. Oh, they can't do that. We're not about that. It ain't about what they gonna do. It's about what we gonna do. That's what I'm talking
about, right.
Pastor Pinkney.
That's right.
And on that note, I got to get in. Too, because last week, you know, I was telling you that we got some powerful things that's hot and burning here in the state of Louisiana, you know, and it's spreading across the entire nation like a wildfire, and we're not holding back on these people. We're calling for a meeting with the Biden administration, and I want the whole world to know, Pastor Pinkney, is that, you know, if you out there and you're a part of this community, and what I'm calling this community is people that have been weaponized, you know, by the legal system, by this corrupt criminal justice system. And you know what I'm talking about, Pastor Pinkney, because you have been a victim of it. I have been a victim of it. And everybody that have been weaponized and been put into torture and tyranny by this system, because the system is corrupt. When you got your judge, you got the jury, you got the police officer, your attorney, you know, making backroom deals, working in cahoots with the prosecutor and all of them, you know, the clerk of courts, lying, cheating, scheming, and conniving against you because the fix is in. You need to be a part of this community, and you need to opt in to USA. And I'm telling everybody to go and Google it. It's opt in USA, or else you can go to my website at www.launited.org and sign up and be a part and support this powerful, powerful movement that is shaking up the whole United States of America and exposing that we do not have adequate redress. We do not have nowhere to turn when the system have been weaponized against you, and when the system is the fix is in against you because your judge is corrupt, your attorney is corrupt, the whole system have aligned itself against you, have red flagged you, have targeted you, have manufactured crimes against you, made up stuff, Pastor Pinkney, you know what I'm talking about. They put you in prison for a crime that did not even exist. You know, that is the listen, people, that is corrupt in the highest form.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is that we're coming for them. And we have got the attention of the United Nations. We got everybody right, all eyes on the opt-in USA is what I'm calling for people to do right now. If you're a part or you're a victim of this corrupt criminal justice system, then you need to opt in to USA. Because what we're saying is that everybody is not going to unite on this. You know, they wait 20, 30, 40, you know, years before they find out that you never should have went to prison in the first place. Okay, they sabotage your case, your civil lawsuit against them when you got all the proof to show what they did to you was wrong. But you got to go in front of the same people, the fox guard and the hen house, the same people that put you in the predicament, the same people that stole your inheritance, the same people that sabotage your case. You got to go in front of them and ask them for help. We're not going to do that no more. We're not chasing the rabbit. The rabbit is dead. And the rabbit got the gun. And that's what I'm saying, Pastor Pinkney. We are coming for these people, and we're going to resurrect every case that have been sabotaged, that have been, you know, covered up, where they sit in the cleanup man. You know how they do. They cover up for each other. Then they send the cleanup man to come in and cover up some more. Okay? And what we're saying, Pastor Pinkney, with opt-in USA is going down. It's going down.
Amen. And Belinda, you know the fight is on whether they like it or not. They don't like people that's willing to stand up and fight, because to them, and their eyesight is wrong. Here's what a lot of people see. The average black person don't know. These folks work together. They work together against you. And this is unfortunate, but this is just the way it is. But look,
right. You know, Pastor Pinckney, with your case, you know, I want to say this. They're going to have to pay you for what they did. And they're not going to get away with it. They are not going to get away with it. They know who you are. They know what they did was wrong. And that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of people out here that have been put into that predicament that know that the fix was in, that the system manufactured and just did all types of corruption, violation, deliberately against them. And I don't know if you watching to see what just came out in Georgia about that Ahmaud, that young man, that you know, black man that was, you know, they shot and killed, and
right.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And the prosecutor, they just came out that the prosecutor deliberately, purposely covered up the crime. That, you know, I never thought I would see anything like this in my day, okay? But that just go to show you that the great work that we're doing by putting all of our information out there, exposing them, because God said everything in the dark gonna come to the light. Now look what's happening. You know, when people don't think something is going on and nothing is happening, and they've been waiting and waiting for 20 years for justice, I'm telling you, it's a new day now, okay? And things are happening, and God is moving and shaking, Pastor Pinckney. That's the reason why they're going to have to pay. And a lot of these judges, corrupt judges and police officers and sheriffs and lawyers, a lot of these people are going to, they can start right now at the sound of my voice, envisioning themselves in orange jumpsuit, shackled down, going to prison. I'm talking judges, high-ranking officials, legislators, congressmen, whoever they may be. They're going to have to, this is cleanup time.
Amen.
It's going down, Pastor Pinckney.
Yeah, I hear you, girl. It's going, you're right, it's going down, too. We just have to do what we have to do. Belinda Parker Brown, I got to move on, but, hey, you know, it's always a pleasure having you on. And, let's get out there and continue to work. You're doing some great work down there. Stay focused. Don't get sidetracked. And let's make it happen, Belinda Parker Brown. And here's I'm going to close with this. Belinda Parker Brown, if you ask me again, I'll knock you down. It's going down.
It's going down. All right, Pastor Pinckney. Let people know they can call me and they can go to our website at any time. Don't hesitate, because it's moving and shaking. All right. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak.
All right. Take care of yourself. All right, Belinda Parker Brown. Now I got to bring in the only person on this side of town. Well, she's really not on this side of town. She's from the Big D, as they call it. I mean, who go around talking about they from the Big D? And this girl is my sister, Cole. She got, I'm from the Big D. No, she's not. She's from Oak Park. Talk to me, Marcina Cole. Talk to me.
Hi, Reverend Pinckney. We all
are. Hey, Marcina Cole.
How you doing? How you doing,
Reverend? I'm doing great.
I know you like the back of my hand. I know what you're saying. You've been talking to somebody, but listen. You're doing great work at Benton Harbor, and thanks for calling me the day after the front page of the Detroit News. You went the next day, and I went to all those stores trying to find the newspaper with you on the front page, and they said the stores told me when they pick up the day before paper, you know, what they have to, they pick them up in the morning and put the new date on there, so. Nevertheless, I'll get a copy from you one day. I know you probably bought about 25 of them.
You know what? Man, I may be able to send you an email copy. I got a copy of it. Listen.
I'm looking forward to that.
Marcia, this is what I don't like. Everybody trying to make money off me, and they put my picture on the front page and think people going to buy it. You know, I'm more than just a pretty face. That's what gets me upset.
Famous, you know. I can't help but because you're famous out here and all over the place and being demand on different radio stations and TVs and newspapers. You know, it is what it is, but you're doing good work, and we all appreciate it. Reverend Pinckney, you know what? A lot of stuff is going on. I can't keep up with it. It's causing a lot of mental distress with people across the country and the world. And I think people, the way they walk around day like zombies, that COVID-19 does not exist. But the numbers tell it differently. It's a lot going on. It's a lot of folks still fighting about the mask mandate in various states. They have gone crazy because we need protection from this COVID-19. It's still killing folks. A couple who had 7 children, the wife died first. They both were in the hospital, husband and the wife. The wife died first. Unfortunately, the hospital staff told the husband, and he's critically ill too, told him that his wife died, and after that, he was so distraught, he had a massive heart attack and died. So we are continuously, people of color, struggling when it comes down to medical care in these hospital facilities. It's unfortunate they have out here that can cure the COVID-19, prevent it from spreading the virus. Regisivir, Regeneron. So we got all that, and less than 30% are getting this medication that basically is intravenous. So we got all these cases. We got over 1 million cases in Michigan. Why is that? We got deaths over 21,000. So when we say, when I'm telling these statistics, more than likely it's more. And it's very disturbing because the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, stated months ago that everybody, you know, hey, we don't have to wear no mask, we've been vaccinated and all that. So it's really turned into a disaster. So yeah, we got a lot of people out here not wearing a mask. I had petition out here against Walensky and telling folks they don't have to wear a mask in public place. You know, just go around, you know, I got a card or whatever. I've been vaccinated. People just walk around, ain't got no card or whatever, fake cards, no cards, whatever. So anyway, the COVID gets spread. I don't know what happened to my petition from change.org. But I foreseen this back in May that the COVID was spreading. And so right now in the United States, we got over 41 million cases and 660,000 deaths. In the United States alone, and worldwide, 219 million cases, COVID cases, and over 4 million deaths. So we're still dealing with this. We're still dealing with these people out here that don't want to wear a mask and arguing about that old stupid mess. And then we got this variant. There's so many variants out here, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, got one called Mu. So we got all these different variants out here that came from various countries that many of them have landed here in the United States. We should not just be concerned about the United States, but worldwide. This is a worldwide issue, and we need to control it. And some people are not the anti-vaccine or whatever. We have to have something to control it. Wearing masks, you have to do more than that. And so they came up with these various vaccines, the Pfizer, you know, the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson. Then you have a few of them, vaccines that from worldwide, many of the people across the world have not been vaccinated because they just don't have the funds to pay for this vaccine. You know, we're a rich country here, so we got more than enough to share with other people in the world. So we got these cases, and some of the experts saying it's because the people refuse to be vaccinated, and they're spreading the variants, the Delta variants, the MU variants, and it's spreading it. All I know is it's still out there. It's still people being hospitalized. It's unfortunate because other people out here getting COVID-19, but they have serious ailments, and they can't even get in the hospital because the beds are full in the hospitals because of upsurge of cases in various states of the COVID-19. So we're still struggling for our survival. I have a few, immediate family members who don't believe in vaccination, and I'm very concerned about that because I'm at the age right now, and I have health challenges like many of us. And it's unfortunate that, when I walk out the door, I see a lot of people don't have masks on. They're getting a little too comfortable and letting the guard down. But they do, like I mentioned, they do have antibiotic medication out here, but not getting to the people except if they're rich, rich and famous. You got the monoclonal antibodies out here that are supposedly free for people prior to going into hospital that basically stop the virus. So anyway, we know the fight continues here, and we got to, I just want to bring up with this Biden basically having a vaccine mandate against, basically having in place for businesses and schools, and a lot of people are against that. Texas Governor Abbott was against the mandate for a long, long time. And he basically wanted to block the schools, the teachers, the staff of the schools and the students not to wear masks. The man is going crazy, and that's not protecting the young people out here. If the kids are going to school, which they are going to school, all of them should be wearing a mask and should be protected, or I would not be sending my child to the school. So we're dealing with this politics going on, with these politicians, and juggling our health and our well-being until the point is we will die. And I always wonder, with this COVID-19, are they trying to control the population or something? There's something real crazy about it. On the other hand, it's real disturbing. It's just the opposite. This Texas government, Governor Abbott, which needs to be removed because he's insane, now it comes to the point where making the law about a woman and abortion, and that they're opposed to abortion, which is disturbing. Is they were saying, like a bounty hunter, $10,000. Hey, if I know a woman who's looking for an abortion, and whatever, a person knows a person, they'll give them $10,000. And I said, this is so crazy. You're talking about you get abortion, for 6 weeks or whatever, a person been raped or whatever, you're against a right to choose, but yet y'all want to gun down black folks in the streets because of their color of skin, and the police, the white supremacists, and all that. You don't have a problem with that, but you want to block a woman of her body, that a fetus who cannot be alive outside the womb, and it's just 6 weeks, no matter whether a person's been raped or not, they want to continue the pregnancy. I said, this makes no sense. So all it's about, and I'll tell you why, they don't talk about it, but with some white folks, they don't care about black folks getting abortions. They care about the white woman because they want to continue the rise of their white race. They don't want to be a minority. They want to be a majority, so they want to use the body of the woman to impregnate the next KKK or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's the whole point is about the abortion. They want want more white people on this earth.
Absolutely. Hey, Monsignor, did you know that in some states, if a person get an abortion, that they can be sued? They saying that they can actually win a lawsuit.
Who can be sued?
The person that's getting the abortion and the doctor. They be named in the lawsuit, and the minimum amount that they'll receive is $10,000.
Well, I know.
I believe that's either Texas or Georgia, one or the other. I'm not positive. It was brought to my attention by this young man, and I didn't really look it up but I took his word for it because I know he just wouldn't come out of the sky blue and say something like that. But he said if a woman get an abortion and somebody want to sue them, the doctor and the person getting the abortion, that they can actually be sued and be liable some kind of way. I don't know. I should have took the time out to look it up on the internet to be sure what I'm talking about. But I thought that by you was talking about that, I just want to throw that in. I don't really know whether it's true. I don't know whether it's false. Only thing I know is that it sounds kind of ridiculous. But it's so much is going on today, you know. But we got to step to the plate and do what we need to do and do all these things. Before I forget this, also the 28th of this month, you and your daughter, I'm gonna tell you about it. I want y'all to save those dates for me.
What day is that, Reverend?
I want you to save the 28th of September for you and your daughter. I want your daughter. We'll talk about it offline, but I want you to save those dates. Those are important dates.
Okay, because she's listening in today too. She's listening. I had called up and I woke up from her nap, and she said, "Mama," she texted me, said she's on. But what I would mention about that $10,000, you know, they're making a law to include the $10,000 about, you know, awarding people. They're like bounty hunters, like I said. You know, if I know somebody was pregnant, I don't know if he's getting it mixed up with that or what, because, I mean, you know, everybody has a right to sue. Well, whatever reason don't mean that it's they're going to win. But in this case, they actually give an award in Texas for $10,000. You know, like a bounty hunter, when he catch a criminal,
he gets money. That's what this guy was telling me. He said, that, you know, you can earn, if you move to Texas, if people be having abortions, and like you said, it's like a bounty hunter. It's a bounty hunter, and they can make a living doing that because, you know, there's a lot of abortions every day.
Yeah, and I just, you know what, that right there, Roe versus Wade, is out there, and probably they're trying to end it with the Supreme Court just and all that kind of stuff. We got so much going on in our lives with this abortion issue. You know, I understand where people, that's pro-abortion and whatever, but I know what's going on with the right-wing extremists that don't want it. But in the meantime, we got some real stuff going on because right now our lives are being aborted by the hands of the police. Our lives are being aborted by people across this country that people of color with COVID-19 still spreading and killing people, that minority, people of color, indigenous people. Our lives are being aborted by the waters being poisoned, not just in Flint and Benton Harbor, but it's all over the place. When it comes down to injustice, it ain't a zip code. No matter where I live, I focus on what's going on in the people's lives, including my life, has not been exemplified. Because what's happening to me is somebody else's happened to another zip code. So when it comes down to injustice, it's not just a zip code of where you live at, in Oak Park, in Detroit, Macomb County, Oakland County. We're talking about situations that's affecting the poor people across the world. The injustice, we're dying from COVID-19 and other viruses that have taken people out and continue to do that. And we've got mutants of variants all over the country and the world. So we got to focus on that. All this, anything to do with the individual choices of a woman, put that aside. But right now, we're trying to survive right now. We're walking on this earth and being threatened, our lives being threatened. We got uncontrollable crime going on with the guns and all that. and the MFA, you know what I'm saying, or with MRA, with, saying it's okay to have assault weapons. So we're dealing with a whole lot that's going on, and we only can deal with one thing at a time. Reverend Tina, I appreciate your work and everybody else's work, and you're not doing it just to be putting a crown on your head. I'm not doing work just to get notification or whatever. Some people out here in these groups want to outdo somebody or tear somebody down or whatever. We need to come together. It's too many fights in too many different directions. We can all come down as one. I don't care what kind of style you have or what you say and what you do. So I just
want to end it at that opinion. And let me say this. See, a lot of times people don't know. This is like a secret weapon. There's strength in numbers, you see. And I don't really get why people don't understand that. You don't have to like each other just to work with them. You see, here's the thing. Long as you have the same goals. See, if you don't like somebody and y'all don't have the same goals, you can't work together, you see. And you're not trying to accomplish the same thing. But if you got the same goal, you don't have to like each other. You don't like somebody because they too tall. You don't like somebody because they too short, too fat, or too skinny, or too dark,
or too black,
light,
or whatever.
Yo, too black, right? But that don't mean nothing. The problem is, do we have the same goals and what we're trying to accomplish here?
That's what, you know what, I want to say this before I forget. Just like, okay, we all take different routes to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Amen.
I can take 75 or somebody can take 96 or whatever. But at the end of the day, as long as where we going and we going to the same place, at the end of the day, we may took different roads, but we end up at the same place. So if you take a different road to get to justice, it don't matter. We come right to the core of the problem and demand equality and freedom and justice. That's all should be matter. But you got folks that splitting among themselves in different groups and all that and don't want to come together. Then y'all need to sit down and let the real folks out here who believe in making change. Because
Absolutely. All
the obstruction and corruption, it was in the group, the sale of
yep.
those people. You know, it's really destroying the movement. It's a movement. It ain't about you. It's a movement. So a lot of these groups want to say about, oh, this so-and-so group and all that. Y'all missed the mark. Y'all don't even know what's
yep.
really going on. It's a freaking movement.
Mm-hmm.
And let's stay away
That's
from
right.
All the individuality.
You know, remember this, you can
the
kill the individual, but you can't kill
right.
the movement if the movement is
exactly.
real. And that should be our way of thinking when it comes to doing it. And here's the thing, too. We should always put our children first. Everything we do should be about them, building a future for them, building a
exactly.
legacy that they can carry on. And that way, they'll want to do some of the same things. I had this guy, the Stacy Bronson. He was, you know, his dad is an icon here in Benton Harbor. And here what happened with him, he got a chance to be on the press conference, and he told the story about how his dog was poisoned by the water here in Benton Harbor, and he died, a young dog. 7 months old, a big Great Dane.
Yes,
and he said the dog died. The water did something to his stomach because he got 469 parts per billion of lead in his water, and it did something to his stomach, and the dog died right in front of them, just dropped dead. And
it was the water.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
and,
yeah.
And,
that's
and,
terrible.
That's exactly what the doctor said. It's the water killed his dog, but it's unfortunate. Can you imagine what it's doing to our baby? Wow. But listen,
oh, yeah.
I'm about to run out of time, but I gotta let you go. But look, we're all on the right path right now, doing the right thing. All we have to do is have the same goals. If we got the same goals,
right,
we can work together. You know, a lot of times people start up with these goals and they start getting a few dollars, and then they want to squeeze horses right in the middle of the race. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And they'll do it in a minute too. They will
every
do it
day.
In a minute. Yeah, and don't think nothing of it. So you know
that's
how that
right.
goes. But yeah, but we right there where we need to be. Just keep getting our information. Just keep doing what we need to do, and we're going to win this war. We're going
to
come out on
sounds
top.
Good to me.
Because that's just the way it is.
Power
that
to the people.
Amen. It's going down. It's going down.
That's right. Take care.
It's going down, and we're not taking no prisoners because we can't afford
that's
to feed
right.
them. And listen, and
there
here's the bad news. We're shooting the wounded because we can't carry them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going down.
That's right.
So that's just the way it's going to be. On that note, good night. Talk to everybody next week, same time, same station. And just remember this, it's going down, because Reverend Pinckney said.
Going down.